NAB's in town. It's the National Association of Broadcasters. Holland Cook is there, one of my favorite people.
Over 100,000 of us here from 166 different nations. And there are acres and acres of stuff over at the LVCC. And there's a lot of talk about what you do, creating the actual programming, what we hear called the content. And there's a lot of talk about digital broadcasting, smartphones, internet, and social media. And what it still comes down to, where the numbers are, is what you do, local broadcasting. There's been a tremendous amount of interest in all the shiny new objects. And there are people out there who actually perceive that Pandora and satellite radio are overtaking AM and FM. But when you look at the actual numbers, that's a rounding error. And 93% of the population still uses AM, FM radio all the time.
That's so true, and they were mentioning that yesterday in the radio lunch, and it's such an important point because we connect with the audience. We connect with the community like nobody else does, and as long as you continue that connection, radio's still going to be relevant, even though some people try to write our obituary.
Yeah, over and over. And how we make that connection really ought to be state of the art. You know, I hook up with you on Facebook and Twitter, and broadcasters who use these new tools are smart to do so. But there was a speaker yesterday who gave us a real whack on the side of the head when she talked about how we spend more time staring at smartphones than we spend interacting with each other, and how as a result we can become alone together. And that our avatars take the place of our identities because we're constantly toggling back and forth. And again, what the local broadcaster has as a real opportunity is touch and feel. And you've seen this. You've experienced this whenever your station does an event and people come up and say hi. It's very special to them. And so much of radio is now so robotic that for a local like yourself to be as prominent as you are in the town where you grew up seems quaint now, but that is still where the numbers are. People are still hungry for a local connection. And in this presentation, we were shown videos of ads that major brand advertisers are doing. A MasterCard and Target and McDonald's are now shooting local TV commercials in local cities and showing them only there to try and reconnect with people and not to seem like they're from somewhere else. So the three words that radio broadcasters love to chant when we meet at a conference like this are local, local, local. You know, just minutes ago you were talking out about help Metro find these folks who stuck up the convenience store. That's something that you're never going to get from an internet radio app.
Yeah. That's important. You know, I remember a couple of years back, you may remember the story, my producer at the time actually got sideswiped by a car on his way to work. He was nearly killed. He was in a pretty big car, so it didn't turn the car over. And the guy took off. Well, believe it or not, we talked about it on the air. A listener called and said, I know where the car is parked that you're talking. It was a very specific kind of yellow car. It turned out it had been a rental. But a listener called and said, I know where the car is. And we called Metro. They came out. They got the car. I mean, this is local radio. You can't do that any other way.
It's community. And the more high tech and the more distracted we become, I think the greater the hunger there will be for local and community. And you got to admit that doing what you do, you're sometimes taken aback because you'll be out at an event or somebody will spot you and say hi on the street. They know you a little better than you think they might, because over the years you've given them a peek here and a peek there, and they know you like dogs, and they know all about you. And they've gradually learned you, and that seems special now, where all these apps and tools are making us less personal, where we are making less eye contact, which is not to diss all the hardware that we're seeing here. It is dazzling at the LVCC. There's an entire drone pavilion.
Yes.
Real estate agents love drones because they can take these sweeping aerial photos of the properties they're listing. That's all well and good, and it's a boon to TV news gathering. But I think we will always want to hear a friend on the radio telling us what's happening.
I think that's true. Holland Cook live from NAB. Your website, of course, is getonthenet.com. That's getonthenet.com.